Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today, Gabriella?
I'm good. Can I connect Dennis before we continue?
Sure, yes, definitely.
Thank you. Stephanie, Dennis, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
All right. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. All right. So I was actually returning your call, if I'm not mistaken, an hour ago.
Yes, I tried to call. That is correct. Yes.
All right. And yes, how can I help out today?
So you called me yesterday and you said you will send again the link for the identity,
Right.
and it hasn't come through, so I'm just following
Oh.
up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me see. So you haven't received the background check link? Let me
No.
check here. That's weird. Let me go ahead and have our team resend that right now as we speak, just to make sure you get to receive it. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, please do bear with me for a bit more. I already requested it to be resent while we're on the phone.
Thank you.
Thank you
I
so
have one
much.
more question. I
Sure,
sent
yes.
you, I forwarded an email we keep getting, and no one didn't get back to us.
And I'm sorry, may I know to which email you sent it to?
Well, as you told me last time, I sent it to you, and I sent it to support@localsplash.com.
The support email, let me see here.
Okay.
And just to confirm, that's the support@localsplash.com email, right?
Yes.
And you sent it yesterday?
Yes, and today as well.
Okay, I was able to receive your email today. The one that you sent to me. But from the support, let me go ahead and check though. All right, so I do see an email here for today regarding the I mean it's actually the same email that you sent to me. So we did receive your emails. Thank you so much. And yeah, although office actually opens at 7 a.m. Pacific time, which is actually 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is the reason why I was not able to call you back right away though.
That's okay.
All right.
But I don't know what is the usual time for you to answer those emails, because I resend it because I sent it already yesterday. That's the only reason why I did resend it again.
Oh, okay. I see then. Let me just verify here, okay? It doesn't seem like the one you sent yesterday went through. I'm actually looking at the emails from the support, and we only received the one from today.
Okay.
Right.
I was wondering if we did a background checkup, so this stopped to getting nobody will see us, or what does it mean?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that background checkup. What is delayed? Then does it mean that nobody see us, or what does it mean actually?
Oh no, this is actually on Google's end though. So when Gabriella did the background check, it was already processing, and our team has confirmed that Google was already processing it. At the same time, just recently, Google has requested for the background check again, although they did not really provide a specific reason as to why they are asking for it to be redone. But yes, that's the reason why I notified Gabriella yesterday that Google
is
responsible for it.
My question is, if they don't provide a reason, they do my background check at least 3 or 4 times, and now they do it again and without reason, it seems to me wasting my time. I mean,
I totally
why I should do something 4 times and they don't even give me reason? I mean, right? It doesn't make sense to me. I am in business to work, not to
right.
please somebody just because they don't do their work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Either you explain me that they have some problem and or don't bother me. That's how I look at it, you know.
Got it. I totally understand you on that, Dennis. And I sure can try to verify with our team and what could be the possible reason why the first background check did not go through. Let me just go ahead and check with our Google Verify team.
I mean, background checks usually take 10 minutes to get it through. And we are, we are working on it for 3 months already. That's how it's, I mean, are we visible online more, or it's like it doesn't seem like anybody sees us because we don't getting any leads?
Well, rest assured, though, as far as your Google Business profile, you're already visible. Technically, for Google Business profile alone, there have been 177 views on your Google Business profile already. Now, on Facebook ads or Facebook page, technically, per the record, your Facebook ad has been seen 9,084 times, and there has been 111 clicks to the Facebook ad. So, yes, you're already gaining the visibility on Google Business profile and even on the Facebook ad. As of the moment, we're just working definitely with regards to making sure that your Google Verified campaign gets started as well to also help improve the visibility as well as the online presence as a whole.
Right. So, yeah, okay. Gabby, I will have to call Andrew.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can
yeah,
finish.
We'll finish.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for your time, Dennis. All right, please do bear with me for a bit more, Gabriella. I apologize for the wait. Hello, Gabriella, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I thought I lost you. All right. Hello, Gabriella.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I totally apologize for keeping you on the line waiting. Our Google Verified team has not confirmed that the background check link has been sent yet. Would it be okay if I have you notified or probably even give you a call back as soon as I get a confirmation that it has been resent?
You can just send us an email. Thank you.
All right. I can send you an email confirming that it has been sent.
Yes. Perfect. Thanks, Beth. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, for sure. Thank you so much. Anything else that I can assist, Gabriella?
Yeah, just with that email, since I mentioned it, we've been getting this email multiple times. If you can answer to that as well. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mentioned you've been getting an email. Is it possible to have it forwarded to me while we're on the phone?
I did. So you want me to forward it third time? Okay. Which email would you like me to forward it to?
I apologize. Let me just check to confirm.
Yeah, you know, we've been losing those emails, and we're not getting answers. You told me to send it to the support one. We still didn't get an answer. I mean, like, if you tell me it's going to take 2 days to get back to us, I get it.
Was it the email that you forwarded on March the 21st? That's the last email that I received that you forwarded. Or that was on March 23rd?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, so I just sent it to your email.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go ahead and check.
And to the support one as well. And as I said, I sent it April 13th at 8 a.m. our time. I sent it this morning. No, yesterday afternoon and today right now again. So.
And you sent it from the same email, right?
CentralAir1@gmail.com. Like, we've been working for 3 months together. We should have some effective communication set up.
Right. I definitely understand. And I did receive all the other emails that you sent, most especially through support. But as far as the one that you forwarded, I haven't received any. The last email, to be honest, that we received and that I have received from you, was aside from the one today, is actually on March the 25th.
So let's confirm. Your address is SADARLO@locustplash.com?
That is correct, yes.
And the other one is support, SUPPORT, @locustplash.com?
That is right. And we did receive your email earlier as well on the support. But I'm not seeing the one that you've just forwarded yet.
Okay. Okay, so I have to send the email three times in order for you to see it on two different email addresses. Okay.
I definitely apologize, Gabriella. We don't want you to be resending it multiple times at all, most especially if we already received it. I'm actually reloading my emails here, and it doesn't seem that it has gone through yet, though. Do you maybe want to maybe you provide me with a bit of information on what's in the email that you forwarded instead, and that way I can further assist you in regards to that email that you received.
But you still didn't receive that email?
I still have not received anything yet. I've been reloading my inbox as well as the support inbox.
So the email is about from Meta for Business,
uh-huh.
And it says your account will be locked in 24 hours, and the reason is it's not a part of affiliated with Meta. Only approve requests and invitations from people and business you know and trust. Meta will never ask for passwords, payment information, or personal details in an email.
Got it. All right. Now, let me just check on your Facebook page here. But technically, most of the emails that you're going to be getting like this could be spam. Are you able to see where the email is from or what the email address?
No reply at business.facebook.com.
Got it. All right, let's see.
I really gotta go.
Is
there anything else I can do for you?
No, that was all it. I'll definitely have you notified through email as soon as I get a confirmation for the background check link. I apologize for having taken much of your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one, Gabriella.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.